We got to the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara is trying to figure out this opinion of Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya had said, everyone knows that Midaraisa, Moda B'miktas Schai V'Shua, if I'm Moda to half of your Taina, I need to take a Shua on the other half that I don't owe. So Rabbi Chiya had this Chiddush that if Edim say that I owe half of the Taina, that would also be Mechai V'Shua. And they learned the Kal V'Chomer that if a Hoda could lead to a Shua, so certainly Edim should lead to a Shua. And we spent all the yesterday's daf figuring out that it's not really true, because sometimes we find that Hoda is greater than Edim. So maybe only Hoda could result in Shua, but not Edim. So the Gemara rejected that Kal V'Chomer wasn't learned out from the Hoda. Rather, the Gemara says, now the last five lines of Gimel Amud Beis, Ela Asya Me'ed Echad. We're really going to use from Eid Echad, just like Eid Echad can be Mechayv Shua, so Eidim can. What's the Kavach Omer? Ma Eid Echad, Shein Mechayv Mamon, Mechayv Shua. Eid Echad, we know, does not have the ability to Mechayv someone to pay money, but it does have the ability to Mechayv Shua. So then Eidim, Shemechayv and Osa Mamon, Eidim, which we know certainly can, Al Pishne Eidim, it can Mechayv people to pay money. So certainly, Eino Din, Shemechayv and Osa Shua. So certainly, Eidim should have the ability to Mechayv Shua as well. That's a Kal V'Chomer from Eid Echad now. So the Gemara now says, no. Mal Eid Echad, Shekein Amashehu Meid, Hu Nishba. So an Eid Echad says, you owe $10. So he has to say, Shua, he's making a Shua, I don't owe $10. He's taking a Shua on what the Eid Echad is saying. But are you going to extend that now to Tomar, Be'edim, that they could say, Shamasha Kafar, Hu Nishba? But to say that Edim now, you can make a Kal V'Chomer to say, just like an Eid Echad is a Shua on what they claim, so too Edim can make a Shua, Mechayv Shua, on what they're claiming. But they can't Mechayv Shua to something that they're not claiming, that they're denying, which is the other part, the part that they're kofrin, that's already too much of a jump. It's kind of like a dayo type of thing. We learned in first paragraph of Baba Kama, second paragraph of Baba Kama, that with Kal V'Chomer can only do as much as the sources. So if the Shua itself from Eid Echad could only Mechayv on the $10 that they're claiming, but can't make you make a Shua on something else other than that, then the Eid Edim can't be any better. So therefore the Gemara rejects, that's not the Kal V'Chomer from Eid Echad. So again, what's the source, what's the Kal V'Chomer that Edim can be Mechayv a Shua's Modib B'Miktas? So Gemara now says on Daf Dalad, El Amr a papa says, Asi mi Gilgul Shua. We're learning that really from a Gilgul Shua. What's a Gilgul Shua? So Rashi explains here, Gilgul Shua Deir Echad. So Rashi explains, mi Gilgul Shua Deir Echad, im nischayv l'shua ay Deir Echad, kidaminan. If an Eid Echad says, you owe money. So you don't have to pay based on an Eid Echad, but that can be mechayv you a Shua. V'hai yisrael lav taina cheres. Now this guy has two tainas on you. He has taina A and taina B. So the Eid Echad says, you owe him the Taina A. So because you have to take a Shua on Taina A because of the Eid Echad, so then the Taina Acheres says, Rashi, Shelo Haisa Mutalas Alav Shua, that you didn't have to really take a Shua, because there's no Eid Echad about Taina B. Still, Megalgalin Oso Im Shua Zos. We could lump it together. Once you're taking one Shua, you're saying Shem Hashem one time, you could add in all the other Tainas the guy's making from you. The Nishbal Shnei, you make a Shua on both. And the Gilgal Shvua, says Rashi, is a din deraisa. The Alfinan Labe Kedushin, Daf Chav Zayin, Mabez, Mi Ve'omra Ha'isha Amen Amen. Talking about the case of a Sota. The coin makes a Shvua, and she says Amen Amen. Haresha Al Mashalo Heid Ha'ed Hu Mashbia. So she says Amen, I wasn't with this man, and on any other man as well. That wasn't the Taina, another person. But still, we see a concept of Gilgal Shvua learned out from Sota. So now that being the case, the Gemara says as follows. So Rapapa again suggests we're learning from Asi mi Gilgul Shua de Eid Echad, Mala Gilgul Shua de Eid Echad. An Eid Echad could cause a Shua, and it could even cause another Shua, Shekein Shua Gorera Shua. So Tomar Be'edim Demamon Kamachai V'Piv. So right now we're saying it doesn't work like that though. So we're trying to reject this. So again, the initial Havamina is, if an Eid Echad could cause a Shua on the item that's being claimed, and could cause on the Shar as well, a Shua on the other part that's not being claimed, so then Edim also can be Mechayv Shua on that which isn't being claimed, meaning the Modim Amiksas part, the Kfir part. And that's the initial Havamina, and the Gemara says we can't learn this way, because again, so Ma L'Gilgul Shua though, the Eidach, I'm reading this again, Shekein Shavua Gorer Shavua, Tomer Be'edim Demamon Ka Mechayva Piv. So what's going on here? So where's Rashi? Rashi says, Shekein Shavua Gorer Shavua, De'ad lo chayva, eid lo chayva shvua, ela al mashahed. So eid can only be mechayv on what they're testifying about. Vashvua Gorera Shvua, and that Shvua causes another Shvua. So Tomer, are you going to now extend this to Edim Halalu? Shechamishim Shehiduhu Heimachaim Osa L'Shalim. Edim say, what we're saying, you owe, you have to pay the $50. The guy's claiming 100. The Edim say, you owe 50, you have to pay $50. Vein kan Shvua L'Gorera Yodah Shvua Al-Shar. There's no Shvua to work off of. Meaning by Eid Echad, the Mechayiv Shvua, so it makes sense to piggyback another Shvua on that. But Edim, there's no Shvua to talk about. To create a whole new Shvua out of nowhere, on the Shar, on that which isn't being testified about, that's too much of a jump. So again, we understand why Eid Echad could make a Shvua on the Shar, because a Shvua already exists in this world. Extending that is not a big deal. But Edim, who only have Shaychas to the Mamun, they're not creating any Shvuas. So to say that Edim should cause a Shvua on something else that they're not being aid on, that's too much of a chiddush. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So, here we go now. Pivyochiyach.
Can we just look at the words? How they would fall on the words of the Gemara? Amar legilgul shuva, dedechad sheken, shuva garer shuva. That's one aid.
Right, but Tomer be'edim de mamun kamachayve? But shuva, rather, edim are only mechayv mamun. They're not mechayv shuva. So Edom have nothing to do with the Shua. So to create a whole new Shua and a Shua on something else that they're not testifying about, that's too much of a jump. So the Gemara says, fine. Piv Yochiach. So Piv could prove this. How? Look at Rashi. Piv Yochiach. Mo de miktas hataina she'al masha kofer u'piv lohoda hu nishba. So guys, be mo de miktas on the taina, that which he's, on what he's denying, and the Piv is not hold down anything, who nish being nishpa on the part that he's not, that he's denying. Right? I'm Oda b'miktas, a regular case of Oda. Ki huze. He asks 100, I say I owe $50. I need to take a shvua on the other part. So you see there's a concept of making a shvua on the kofir part. So just like Hoda makes a shvua on the other part, so too it's not a chiddush to say that Edim could cause a shvua on the other part as well. But then the Gemara says we can't, because remember we said before Hoda can't be used as the Kal Vachomer, because ma lepiv shekein ein b'hachasha. If I admit I own money, Edim can't protect me. They can't say I don't owe money. So we see Hoda is stronger. So again, ma lepiv shekein ein b'hachasha. Eid Echad yochiach. So Eid Echad will prove that point, that Eid Echad can be mechayev a person money, but it is subject to hachasha. If someone says that to Edim against the Eid Echad, we throw out the Eid Echad. So Eid Echad yochiach. But then the Gemara says, we can't use Eid Echad. It's going back and forth. An Eid Echad could only cause you to take a Shvua on what that which is testifying about, but can't cause a Shvua on the Shar. Are you going to say that Edim can cause a Shvua on the other part? So Piv Yochiach, because a Hoda can cause a Shvua on the other part. So this is the classic case we have. Chazar din lo karayzeh karayzeh lo karayzeh karayzeh. Hatzad hashava shebehen. What's the common denominator? Now we're using both Hoda and Eid Echad as the source for Edim. What's the tzad hashava? Shebehen shal yidei tainu kfira hein bon v'nishba. An Eid Echad can be mechayv v'shvua, and a Eid Echad Hoda can be chayv v'shvua, and an Eid Echad can be chayv v'shvua. So afani avi Edim, so too I can bring Edim into the picture. Shal yidei tainu v'kfira hein bon v'nishba. Okay, so now together in tandem, Hoda b'miktas and Eid Echad b'miktas is mechayv v'shvua.
So Bilbo Shvua isn't part of this. It's just Eid Echad and Hoda b'miktas.
Right. So right now we haven't really addressed the Shar part, making a Shvua on the other part. So seemingly you still have to take into account the Gilgul Shvua aspect, because how do you know that the Shvua can be on the other part as well? So just like Hoda results in a Shvua on the Shar, so too Eid Echad through a Gilgul Shvua can create a shua on the Shar.
So when we're saying Tzad HaShavar, we're saying Tzad HaShavar by Modim Miksas and Eid Echad Gilgul Shvua.
I think that's probably the more accurate way to say it. So then the Gemara says, using Hoda and Eid Echad as a Kal Vachomer, Mal Tzad HaShavar Shebehen, problem is, in this, these two Inyanim, Shekein Lo Huchsuk Kafran, Tomer Be'edim Shekein Huchsuk Kafran. So what's happening here is, if an Eid Echad says, you owe money, I'm not a kafran. He's only an Eid Echad. He can be mechayim yeshvua, but it doesn't change my status. I'm not called a kafran. And when I'm mode that I owe money, I'm also not called a kafran. I'm admitting that's not called a kafran. So therefore, but Edim. So look at Rashi now. Tomer be Edim shema'achar shekafra hakol. I denied everything. Now they testify that I owe money. I'm called a kafir now. So what's the problem with becoming a kafir? It's not just a name. I'm not trusted on a shvua. When I admit owing money, or Eid Echad says I owe money, so that creates a shvua. I can't take a shvua. I'm not a kafir. But when two Eidim say, deny that I say I'm a liar, I denied and they say I owe money, I'm now a kafir and I'm not trusted in my shvua. So how could they create a shvua? Meaning in theory they can, but for technicalities, I'm now called a kafran, and a kafran can't make a shvua. So Edom shouldn't be able to be mechay mishvua. So the Gemara says, V'homer Rav Ad Idi Bar Avin Amar Rav Chista HaKofer B'milva Kasher L'Edis P'Pikadon Pasal Edis. If I owe money, if I deny owing the money, I'm still kasher L'Edis. So this is supposed to be an answer now. So I'm not called a kafran. Guy says I owe money to the bank. I say, no, I don't. Eidim come and say you owe money. I'm not called a kafran when it comes to a milva. It only comes to a pikazon. Why? What's the difference? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, HaKofer, let's look at kashal eidis. Rashi says, kashal eidis, if I deny owing money that I borrowed, I'm still kashal eidis. V'lo aminan gazlan. I'm not a gazlan. Why am I not a gazlan? You lent me $100. I didn't return the money. I denied ever borrowing it from you. Why am I not a gazlan? HaTorah Amra, Atashis Rasha Aid, Dechevin de Milva lo tsa nitna, the money is given to me to use. Alma, Dilma Tsarach lo tsia, Visavar ad havile zuza aparinile. I justify to myself until I get money, then I'll pay you back. But for the time being, I'll deny owing you the money. Vimo dina lehash, if I admit to you now that I owe you $100, you're going to claim from me right away. So therefore, I'm not called a kafir. I'm just buying myself some time. I'm not really denying on it. I'm just trying to get myself time to find money. Because I have every right. When you lend me money, I have every right. I borrowed the money to use the money. Aval, when it comes to a kofir b'pikadon, I'm watching an object of yours. Afila al-miktas ubo edim v'heidu pasul edus. And I deny having it, and edim said I do have it. So then I'm pasul. Why? Demai havale gave pikadon, la shimute nafshe. I can't borrow time. I should have left it in a safe place. I can't say, I'm trying to look for it now. I lost it. That doesn't work. So therefore, I'm a kafran by a pikadom, but by a milva, I'm still kashal edim. So even though edim say I owe $50 when I denied everything, I have a chayv shvua because of the kavachomer from Eid Echad and Hoda. And I'm not called a kafran either. I'm able to take a shvua because edim don't make a person a kafran on a milva. So then the Gemara says, Ela parachachi. If you want to ask a question from the Kal V'Chomer, from Hoda and Eid Echad, ask the following question. Mala tzara shavish shebehen shekein eino b'taras hazama. Tomer be'edim sheyeshim b'taras hazama. There's a certain strength that Hoda has and Eid Echad has that's not subject to the lachas of hazama. It's stronger. It's protected from hazama. You can't say imanu ha'isim when it comes to Eid Echad and Hoda, as opposed to edim, where you can say it. So look what Rashi says. See Rashi b'taras hazama, l'shalim kenas. We don't have to read that. It's not shayach for Eid Echad Hoda. We know. Tomar be'edim im hozmu b'chamishim she'idu b'shalim mamum. So what's the challenge here? What's the question here? We see that there's a certain weakness when it comes to edim, that they're subject, they're vulnerable to hazama. So maybe only in Eid Echad and Hoda, which is protected from hazama, they have the ability to be mechay v'shua. But edim, which are vulnerable to hazama, don't have the strength to be mechay v'shua. That's the question you should ask. So what's the answer? So the Gemara said, where do we go here? So again, parech l'tash shav shabhen shekein ein b'tar sazama tomer be'edim sheyesh b'tar sazama halokashia Rabbi Chiya tar sazama lo parach. Rabbi Chiya, who is the author of all this brayse and this kal v'chomer, he doesn't ask questions when it comes to hazama. Why not? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Taras hazama lo parach, eina chashuva lo pircha. That's not a problem. I was actually hearing Rav Shechler tell me the lashon of pircha, the two types of questions you have in a kal v'chomer. A pircha is a lashon of pricha, to crack, to crumble. A pircha is when the kal v'chomer just crumbles and falls away. That's the lashon of a pircha, he says. So it just falls away. That's not a question. Why? D'chevan d'eid achad yeshnu b'hazama. Eid achad is subject to hazama. Libatel edusam b'edus shneidim. It's mevatel. If an Eid Echad says something, and then two other Eidim say, Imanu Ha'isim, or Imanu Ha'isa, you were with us in that place, to that Eid Echad, we don't give the din to him. He doesn't get the knas and doesn't pay, but the Eidus is still vatel. So that's still a din of hazama. It's at least a chasha part of the hazama. So that's not a shiloh. So therefore we have, from all of this, this is the final kavachomer. That again, Modu miksas, if I'm a hoda, if I'm modded to something that I owe half the taina, the Torah says, cues that I need to make a shvua. Rabbi Chiya makes a kalvachomer that if Edom say that I owe half the taina, I also have to make a shvua modu miksas. What's the kalvachomer? Just like in Eid Echad, I de gilgul shvua, kami mechayv shvua. And hoda kami mechayv shvua, so those two together teaches that certainly to Edom can be mechayv shvua when they heidu on modu miksas, on a miksas taina. Fine. A little bit involved. So now the Gemara asks, Ella, the Kamar Vatana Tuna. So remember, Rabbi Chiya said, I'll bring you a raya for his point. How do I know two Edim can Mechai Veshua? He said, our Mishnah, Shaim Ochsim Batalis. You and I are holding on to the Talis Shaim Ochsim. So on inside the Sadi, we testify the Edim say that whatever he holds is his, whatever you hold is his. So it's a case of two Edim. And we're both Mechai Veshua. I have to say, I have a Shua, I have no less than half, and you take a Shua, you have no less than half. So we see that when I'm holding on to something, that's the power of two Edim, it's Mechayev Shvua to each party. So that's the Raya, that two Edim can be Mechayev Shvua, Modim, and Mixus. So the Gemara says, according to that Raya, Tana Tuna Midami, can you compare the cases of our Mishnah to the Kal V'Chomer Rabbi Chiya? Hasam there, Lemilva Isle Sade, Lelove Lesle Sade, Delamasik Lomide. So there, by the case of the lending of the money, not the Shnaim Ochsum case, the guy, I lent you $100 and you denied it, the Milva has Edim, that you owe me $50. The Lova has no Edom to support that he doesn't owe another $50. He doesn't have Edom that say it was only $50. Dihave le sadi le Lova de lo masik le lo midi lo bai b'chi le shtubuye. If the Lova were to have Edom that he only owes $50 supporting him, he wouldn't have to take a shvua there. But here, hacha, ki heicha de anan sadi b'hai, ba'afil hachi mishtabit. The case of the Modu Miksas case, it's only because the Lova has nobody to support him about the other $50 that he needs to make a shvua, implying if he had Edom to say that it was only $50, he wouldn't have to take a shvua. If each party, the Malva has support and the Lova has support, there's Edom in both parties, there wouldn't be a shvua. Our Mishnah says, even though there are Edom for both parties, you have Edom because you're holding on, it's Kilu Edom, I have Edom, yet still the Mishnah says it's a Chiv Shvua. So our Mishnah is not parallel to the case of Rabbi Chiya. So the Gemara says, fine. Ela ki itmar tanatuna aidach Rabbi Chiya. There is a, what they call Rabbi Chiya Basra. There's two Rabbi Chiyas. Rabbi Chiya had the first statement of the Modu Miksas. There is another Rabbi Chiya. That's the following. And that Raya from the Mishnah is supposed to support this other statement of Rabbi Chiya. So what's the second statement of Rabbi Chiya? So it says, itmar damar Rabbi Chiya mani li biyadcha. Says $100 of mine is in your hand. You owe me $100. V'hala omer ein l'cha b'yadi elachamishim zuz. I only have $50. It's a case of modu b'miksas. And he says v'heilach. Here it is. You're chayv to take a shvua. My taima heilach nami kimodu b'miksas hataina damin. Why would it change? Here's a dollar. Here's a $50 I happen to have in my back pocket. Right. So what's the chiddush? So look at Rashi. Rashi says four Y lines down. Heilach. I never used them, actually. Here's he gave me a $50 bill. This is that same, look at the numbers on it. Look at the serial code. I didn't use it. This is the same exact $50. Heilach, here it is. So according to that case, Rabbi Chiya says that's a hoda. I'm admitting to 50 of the 100. And that's chayv shuas modu b'miksas. Now there's a gra here. It points out there's a large discussion about what heilach applies to. So if you look at the gra for a second, this is the aleph in the inside column. Margin, he says, "Aval haran cholik al zev because of the ha milva halatzon inna bedafka bepikadon hadin came." This concept of halach, here it is, only by a pikadon. If you give me an object to use, here it is. But milva, even if it's the same exact coin or bill, the moment you give it to me, it's already severed, even though I didn't use it. So you can't say halach by money. But the Rashi says you can. It's a big discussion that we've shown him about mashkon and this big discussion in achronim. But let's be very basic today because there's a lot going on. So he says halach, here's the money. And says Rabbi Chiya, that's like a hoda and modu b'miksas, even though it's heilach. So the Gemara says, "V'tana tuna, what's the raya from our Mishnah that heilach could result in a chiyav shvua, and we still view that as a modu b'miksas?" So it says, "Tana tuna, the source from our Mishnah is shnai mochzim betalis, two guys holding onto the talis. V'ha hacha came in the tafis anan sadi demai the tafis heilachu v'katani yishba. So when I'm holding on to my part, and you're holding on to your part, it's right here in front of us. That's heilach. It's here. It is. Here's the part." Yet still, even though it's a case of halach, it still results in a shvua. So too, when I say, here's the money right here, that teilach, it could be mechayiv shvu. That's the comparison.
Teilach, in this case, each of them are taking it.
You're not presenting the other part here. Very good. So let's see what Rashi says here. So Rashi says, I'm still on this morning. So Rashi says, we're v'ha-hacha, that when we run? Yeah. Yeah, ha-hacha, das edim, anan sadi, demayda tavetz hai helachu, sharei b'fneinuhu. It doesn't really explain this question of yours. It's a different type of helach. You're not being moda here. But either way, that's a raya from the Mishnah. The telach, here it is for you, and it's mechai v'shvua. So then the Gemara says, I guess the point might be the fact that I'm holding on half might indicate the other half that you're holding on to, I'm admitting. When I'm in Sadi in both parts, that's in essence me admitting that your part that you're holding is certainly yours. And here it is, it's yours. I'm not pulling that part away from you. It's a huge sugya. Huge. Fine. We're just trying to get the basics today because this is very complex. So then the Gemara says, Rav Sheshes, Amrar, Halach Pater. He says, no, Halach is a case of Pater. Why are you Pater? Well, isn't it a modes of a mikvah? I'm admitting here the $50. My timer. Kaven Damar Le, Halach, Hani Zuze, the Kamodi, Bigavayu, Kiman de Nakile, Milva, Malva Dami, Bina Chamishim. Halamadi, Hokach Lekahodas, Mikvah Satayna. What's going on here? Halach is as if I never borrowed, I never admitted. It was always in your hand. I never used it. Here's a $50. It's as if there was never a taina. So there's no hodah here. You always had a hole. So again, read that lashon again. He says again, halach means honey. These $50, the kamodi begavai that I'm admitting to, kiman denakelu malvadam. It's as if you're still holding on to it because I never used it. So and the inach chamishim, the other 50 that you're claiming, the additional 50 halamodi, we view that as a separate taina. And I'm not admitting to that, so I'm denying the entire $50. Hilkach leka hoda mikzas hatayna. So there's machlokas between Rav Sheshes and Rav Chiya. How do you view halach? Is halach viewed as if I owned it and I'm admitting to it, even though I never used it? Rav Sheshes says, if I never used it, it's considered always in your possession, and therefore there's no hoda. It's a huge machlokas again. How do you understand a milveh?
Did I take it? I'm sorry.
So the concept of Milveh Lehatza Nitna would only start when he starts using it, according to this.
According to Rosh, exactly. Either rejects that concept, or that concept only exists.
Or starts at the moment he uses it.
Exactly.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it is very interesting.
But he took
it
the moment he takes in his possession. So what's the difference between you? He already took it.
So that's the point. The Gemara says, if you didn't use it, so the guy still has bialis over it. He still has it owned until you use it.
He doesn't have bialis over it because he gave it to you already.
But the concept is, until you use it, that's machlokas here. That's the group of the machlokas. Now, the Ran says no. The Ran says, even according to Rav Sheshes, we're not talking about a milva here. The whole discussion is a pikadum. By a milva, Rav Sheshes would agree. The moment you give it to me, even if I didn't use it, it's done, like what you're saying. It's a chiddush in Rashi. Rashi seems to be the only one who says that by the milva case, Rav Sheshes says, if you didn't use it, it's considered not lo tzadnitna. He's the only das diachli Rashi. They try to explain where Rashi's coming from. Your problem. How can that be? The moment you give me money, money's fungible. Who cares if it's the same exact coin? Once you give it to me, it's all part of the system. Fine. So Gemara now says, Rav Sheshes kashe masnisin. Problem is, how does Rav Sheshes deal with the Mishnah? Isn't our Mishnah case, like we said before, a case of Halach? And yet it still is Mechai v'shvua. So he says, Amar lecha Rav Sheshes masnisin takanas chachamim. It's not a real din of the Mishnah. It's not a real shvua. It's not a shvua modu b'mikzah. It's our Mishnah. It's takanas chachamim. They said, two people are fighting, so they said, let's make a shvu in this case. So the Gemara says, V'idach, in takanis chachamim hu. The other one also is takanis chachamim hi. Umihu, still nonetheless. So this is now, how does Rav Chiya deal with this? Rav Chiya agrees that our Mishnah is takanis chachamim. So the problem is, how does he view that as a raya? He wanted to use our Mishnah, that you take a shvu as a raya for a case of halach, there's a shvu. There are two different cases. His halach in this case of the modu b'miktas is a chi of shua deraisa. How could you say, learn from the Mishnah of the anan shnei moks metalis, which a shua's takanas chachamim, how could that be viewed as a model and a raya for a halach which results in a shua deraisa? So answers the chachamim, Rabbi Chiya rather, idach, which is Rabbi Chiya, in takanas chachamim. I agree, the Mishnah of shaim oks metalis is a takanas chachamim. So mi who has done nonetheless, I amris, Bishma mederaisa helach chayiv misakni rabbanon shvua kein deraisa. Ela iamis mederaisa helach pater misakni rabbanon shvua delase de kavasa bederaisa. What's happening here is a concept that tikkun rabbanon kein deraisa tikkun. Chachamim do not create their own rules. They do, but they have to use a model that exists in the Torah. So he says, how could the Mishnah Shaim Ochsin create a Takanas Chachamim? It could only create a Takanas Chachamim if such a concept exists on a Deraisa level. So the fact that Halach, according to Rabbi Chiya, Halach can result in a Moda Mixas Shvua Deraisa, that now serves as a model, an explanation for our Mishnah, why Shaim Ochsin Batalas can be a Shvua Derabanan. But Rav Sheshes holds Halach is Pata from Shvua. So how could the Chachamim create a new mission, new Shvua, in the Shaim Ochsin Batalas? There is no model on the Deraisa level. That's how the Rabbi Chiya explains the connection to the Mishnah and Halach. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of sugis here. This is too complex to get in depth, but there's a lot going on here. Okay, let's go right to now. The Gemara asks the question. So right now, again, there's machlokas about Halach, whether it's Mechayev Shvur or not. So the Gemara asks the question, Meisivit. Bring a price on the top of Dalar Mabez, Slaim Dinarim Mil Mal, Slaim Dinarim. The Shtar says, Rashi says, the Shtar says, this guy owes money of slime. Doesn't say how many. You owe coins. So Mal Omer Chamesh, you owe me $5. Lo Omer Shalosh, I owe you $3. So that's interesting. Machlokas, what do you do here? So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ho'il ve'ho de mikta sataina yishpa. He claimed five, and then the Mal Lov admitted to three. That's a Shvuah's Motim Mikta, so you're chayiv to take a Shvuah. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eino Ella, Kimeshu Vavedo Pater. No. You're Meshiv Aveda. The guy could have got off the hook by saying, I owe nothing, I only two. The Shtar says $2. I was nice to you to add three. I could have been fine by saying two. So by me saying three, I'm doing Hashav and Aveda to you. I'm doing a Tova. So you can't be Mechayim Yeshua. Look at Rashi to understand this svar a little bit. Rashi says, Eino Ela Kimeshiv Aveda. Midahava Leila Meimar Shtayim. He really should have said two. The Shtar Messiah, when the Shtar would have supported him, he would have been off the hook. That's pashas. If I was writing a shtar, who would ever write, who would leave out the number of coins? So writing coin, that means two. Now I'm a nice guy. I say, you know what, I remember the deal was really $3. I'm a nice guy. I'm pretty much returning a lost object. You would have had no taina on me. Very important. Chachamim pachu es meshiv aveda min hashvua. Chacham made a rule that a Meshiv Aveda never has to take a Shvuah. The Tanan Hamotzi is a Mitzia Lo Yishba. I'm not going to pick, if I need to take a Shvuah for returning an object, I wouldn't do it. I'm not going to do it. So they made a Chacham, made a Takana, that whenever I return an object, oh, I had $5, not $4, give me the other dollar. The guy's going to say, next time I'm not going to pick up the money, I'll leave it there on the floor. So take what you get and don't make me make a Shvuah.
But let's say there is no Shtar. Okay, and the guy tells them, you owe me five, and he says, I only owe you two.
That's modem mixas, it's chayef.
Right.
But
in this case, the fact that he's mode two or three, he's already, it's like he would have a shtar, even without a shtar.
No, but he can't, he's no way to prove it. Just because he says it, there's no proof for what he's saying.
Yeah, but he's mode already.
He's mode
meaning
he's
stronger.
He took the money. That he has it.
You understand? It's even stronger because the fact that there is no star and the guy is willing to say he owes three.
No, but that goes to the svar of Meis Panav. The guy,
right.
I really buy
okay.
Money.
Yeah.
So I really want to deny everything, but I don't have that much haza. So I admit to two of the dollars, three of the dollars. So now that makes me under, wait a second. Either zero or five, where'd two or three come from? So it must be trying to get off the hook a little bit. So that makes us wonder.
The
star,
all it does is it makes the claim of the love stronger. Of the Malav is stronger, not the weaker.
No, it makes the Lovish stronger. The Shtar says two. The Malav says it was $5.
The Shtar doesn't say anything. The Shtar says slash.
No, but the way we interpret that, has to be $2. Who would ever write a document and leave out the number of coins?
Okay, so the Shtar, I understand.
The Shtar is saying $2 in essence.
But if you say two, then it's clear.
Yeah, that's even clear. Then there's no type. But the guy,
no,
let's say the guy says $3. Let's say the guy says $3, even though it says $2. There was a mistake on the Shtar. So
no, then
the Shtar might be possible then, entirely.
Right, that's a whole different story, but all right.
So, now, this is how Rashi interprets this. The reason why the Meshiv Aveda, according to Rabbi Kiva, doesn't take the Shvuah, because it's a Meshiv Aveda. There's a kantum. There's no Shvuah for an Aveda. But the other way, the other Rishonim say is, no, it's an Amigo. I could have said $2, I would have been off the hook. Now that I'm saying three, that gives my three tiny koach to it now. I can now make a tiny of three.
That third cell, though?
No, I was
if you look at his Meshiv Aveda, and he really only owed two. So what's the third seller?
He says, I remember the deal. It was really $3 that I owe you. Ah, the Shtar says two, or implies two.
The Shtar says slime.
Right.
Could be 2, 3, 4, or 5.
But we're
or
saying
100.
It's Heishiv Aveda.
No, because I could have got off the hook. I could have got off the hook with $2.
Right.
That's what the shahr implies.
The one is Heishiv
Aveda. The extra one, the extra third is I'm doing a hashava by you. I'm doing a nice thing. So don't now make me make a shruah for that. I'm being an honest guy. But according to others, say, no, it's because of amigo. I could have said $2 and bit off the hook. The fact that I'm saying 3, it must be that I'm really saying the truth. So if you look at Tosa on the bottom, go back one page for a second to Amud Aleph. Tosa addresses the Rishonim who call it amigo. Tosa writes, Shema Amina, Dehilech Pater, Vim Tomar, Yehe Neman B'Shalosh Demigo, Dibay Amar Shayim. You could have been off the hook, like other Rishonim say. V'Yeh Shlomar, he says, Kevin Dehilech Pater, Im Yomer Shayim, Havle Kofer Hakol. So he's saying something interesting. Halach, he's pater. If you were to say 2, that's a din of halach, and we don't view that even as being an admission. That's all yours. That's already done. That's a different discussion. The 2. When I say 1 now, so really your taina only is on 3. That's the taina. Tosa says you're asking 3 additional dollars. I admit $1 to you. That's true of the mode of mixus. So the only reason why I'm pater says Tosa is because of Rashi. I'm a meishu aveda. That's the patur.
Right. It's not even. It's stronger than halach.
It's what?
It's even stronger than Halach.
Well, this Halach of Sheshes.
Right. Meaning he's saying, it's done. If Star says 2, you have 2, so that's out. So now he's more than the rest, he's more than 1.
Exactly. So that's how Tosa views this.
Yeah,
others show him view this and no. The Tain is on 5. And I'm admitting right. 3, it really is amigo. But Rashi and Tosa say it's not amigo. Okay. So now let's bring it back to our Sugya. So the Gemara now says 4 wide lines down, Vikatani Mihas. It says from this Rabban Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Hol the Holde Miktas Hataina. Yishba, because since you admitted to part of the taina, I admitted to 3, I need to make a shua. Taim madamar shalosh, only because I said 3, is that considered modem mixas? But, hashtaim, had I said 2, I'd be pater. V'hai shtar dikimodi bei helechu. A shtar is a din of helech. It's like here, I can't argue on the shtar. It's mabish helech, it's all yours in your pocket. So, we see you'd be pater by helech. Helech cannot mechai v'shua, it's a kashin Rabbi Yechia, who says a helech can be mechai v'shua. Vishmamina, Halach Pater, like Rav Shesha says. Mar says, lo. That's not how you read the Brisa. Li Olam, Emelcha, Shtaim, Chayv. 2 is also Chayv. If I say 2, I would also be Chayv, even though the Shtar implies 2, and I'm saying 2, and it's Mamish Halach, here it is. It's still Mechayv Eshua. Vahai de Katani Shalosh. So why did the Mishnah, the Brisa, only say case of, I'm admitting 3? Why not say the case of 2? Lafuke midi Rabbi Kiva, Lamar Meshu Aveda, Havi Pater. To exclude the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Akiva admits by a case of 2, he would admit you're mechayev shvua. That's shvua mode of a mixas, even on halach. If you say 3, though, Rabbi Akiva says, well, now you're going above the shtar, that extra third is a hashava, saveda. Rabbi Akiva says, that's already the din of ptur and meshav aveda. No shvua for meshav aveda. So comes the brisa to teach us that Rabban Shimon Elazar argues in Rabbi Akiva, even though you're being meshav aveda, that third coin, even though you don't have to, still, kamash malan, that's considered modu b'mixas hataina v'havi chayiv. You're chayiv to make a shvua since you added that 3. That's the chiddush. But ein hachanami by 2, even though 2 is in the shtar, and the shtar is halach, you would still be chayiv a shvua l'fi Rabbi Chiya. So then the Gemara says, ihachi, that's the case that really we're saying, even by 2, you're chayiv a shvua. Ihachi, Rabban Shimon Elazar Omer, he says, ho'el v'hodu b'mixas hataina yishba. That's what he says. What it should say is, even by admitting 3 is 2, everyone agrees you're chayiv. His chiddush is even 3 is chayiv because Rabbi Kiva says 3 is pater, even 3 says Rabbi Rashba is chayiv. The fact that it doesn't say af sounds like that's not the case. Sounds like only by 3 are you chayiv, but according to 2, halach of the shtar, you'd be pater. So the Gemara says, fine. Ella li olam shtayim pater. Really, by 2, you're pater also, because it's halach. But halach is chayiv. So what's the difference? Normally halach is chayiv, but a case of shtar is pater. Why? The shiny hacha, the kamasaile shtara. Since the shtar is supporting what's the point here. Let's see what's going on here. So if you look at Rashi here, Rashi says, look at Rashi, ela liolam. Ela I yislecha latrutze taritachi. If you want to explain the brisa, explain as follows. Leolam kidikamras hashtayim pater. Really, when you admit to 2, everybody agrees you're pater and a shtar. The taima, lamishim halach, not because of halach. Because halach is really chayiv according to Rabbi Chiya. So why pater by the case of 2 in the shtar? Says Rashi, shayni hacha, the kam masai le shtara. Ha'edim ha'chasumim al shtar, the edim who signed on the bottom of the document, me'edim kedvarav. They're supporting his words. Shiloh hayu lo el shayim. There's nothing to talk about here. I say I owe you two. Here's my shtar. Here are the edim. There's no shaila what to talk about. It's not modim mixas anymore. And for that reason, you're potter from taking a shvua. Ve'ina chanami, in general, by case of halach, here's the dollar. Here's the pikadum. Ve'ina chanami, Michia says, inami, alternatively, the Gemara says, Mishim dehavale shtar shibur karkos, ve'in nishbana kfir shibur karkos. So look at Rashi here. Rashi says, Inami, lahachi lahavishtaim hoda, lahai vishibur, shivua, lufisha shtar omer kain, vishtar havishibur karkos. When there's a document, we know that document places, if I owe you money, there's now a lien on my property that if I don't pay you cash, you take my property away. So now we know there's a concept that you don't make a shvua on karkos, so that's why you can't make a shvua on the shtar either. The shtar and the shibur karkos go hand in hand. There's a long tosus here, and there's a lot of rishonim to talk about this inyan, but simply speaking, just like you don't make a shvua on karkos, so you don't make a shvua on the hodah either of karkos. Okay. We're good? So the Gemara now says, Ika demosiv miseifa, some ask the question on the seifa. What's the seifa? Rabbi Kiva Omer Eino Ela Kimeshiva Vedo Pater. When you admit to three, then you're pater because I didn't have to say three. I could have said two, and the shar would have supported me. And me saying three, I'm doing Hashavas Aveda to you, I'm pater in the Shura. Taima the Amar Shalosh, only because I said three, am I pater from the Shura? Hashtaim Chayiv. But if I said I owe two, the implication from Rabbi Kiva is that I would be Chayiv. Oh, but the Hashtar, don't we say the Kaven the Kamodi Beik Halech Dami? If I'm admitting to the two, and the shtar here presents it, and I owe money, it's kehelech, and we see your chai by helech, it's a support for Rabbi Chia that you're chai by helech. Shnami na helech chayev. So the Gemara says back, Rav Shesha says no, lo. The yolam eim lecha shtayim nami pater. Even Rabbi Kiva agrees by two, you're pater as well. Mahay de katani shalosh. Why do you say shalosh? Lafuki midir ashba. Tamar modu mixes hatayna havichayev. Because Rashba, Rabbi Shmuel, and Elazar thinks you're chayiv for admitting three. So Rabbi Kiva says, no, Kamashman, even for admitting three, it's, since it's Meshav Aveda, Havayu Pater. Gemara says, Hachanami Mistaver. This is also quite sensible to say. Why? Dis Hakadaitach Shaim Chayiv B'Shalosh Hechapaterle. If you were to think as follows, that two is chayiv, but three are pater. For admitting more, you're pater from the Shvuah. So people are going to now, hi. The guy's going to start playing games here. What's he going to say? Savar, he thinks to himself, if I just were to say I owe two, but you know, I need to make a shvua. I don't want to really take a shvua. So let me admit to three, I'll avoid saying a shvua. It was an extra seller, not a big deal. So people are going to start playing games to avoid a shvua. So we'll say three. Ella, so that can't be. That would be a whole ramai. Even two must be pater. Okay. So we see from here now that shtar, which is halach, is pater, according to Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Ela kashel Rabbi Chia, it's a kashel Rabbi Chia who holds that halach is chayiv. The Gemara gives the answers we said above. No. Shiny hasam the kamasai le shtar. In general, Rabbi Chia thinks halach is chayiv. By the case of shtar, it's not even chayiv. It's more than chayiv. It's already done deal. It's a whole other discussion. There's nothing to talk about. That's not halach. That's much more. Or inami, or he makes the other suggestion, mishum dehavalei shtar shibur karkos, there's a lien on the karka, and we know the concept, ein nishbar no kfir shibur karkos, we don't make shvuas on things related to the land. Okay, should we do this weiter? This massive? Have a good Shabbos. Fine, you guys are ready to go weiter? We'll finish this piece of the bottom to the top of the next page, yeah? Okay. The Gemara says now, massive marzutra, braider of Nachman, ta'anu, one second, looking at this toast for a second. Tanu, Kalim v'kakaos, the guy says, you owe me clothing and you owe me land. Hoda v'kalim v'kafer p'kakaos. I admit I owe you clothing, but I don't owe you land. Or hoda v'kakaos, he admits to the land, v'kafer p'kalim, but I don't owe you kalim. Pater, he's pater because you need to have modu miktas in the same min. Hoda miktas kakaos pater. If I admit to I owe you some of the land, I'm also pater because we said before, you don't make ishvu on kakaos. But if I'm mixas kalim chayv. So then you're chayv. That's a classic case of modem mixas. So the Gemara says time with the kalim of kakaos, the kakar la ba shvur heal only because land is not subject to shvuros. Ha kalim of kalim dumya the kalim of kakaos chayv. But if he asks for pants and he asks for a shirt, that's kalim of kalim, and I admit to the pants, I be chayv modem mixas. Hey chidami, what's the case here? Lav damer le helach must be. We're saying kalim, that's similar to kalim and karkalos. So now I have a shirt and pants. Now we're saying, what is the case of karka? Karka is always halach. It's always here. It's always halach by karka. So now I have a similar case of a shirt and pants. And the pants is halach. Here's the pants. So that sounds like I would be chayiv. I'm only pater in kalim and karkaos because a karkaos is pater because it's a karka. You don't make shvun karka. But by the same parallel case of kalim and kalim, one kalim is somewhere else and one kalim is halach, like karka's halach, okay, so I would be mechayiv shvun.
So one of the two kalim is halach.
Exactly. That's how we're comparing it to karka. So that would imply only by kalim and karka my pater because of a technical reason. I don't make shvuos on karka. But if that karka was really kalim of halach, I'd be mechayiv shvuah. So we see that halach is mechayiv shvuah, like Rabbi Chiya says. The Gemara says v'shma mina halachayiv. The Gemara says lo. The olam emelach kalim v'kalim nami pater. Even by two kalim and one of them is halach, I'm still pater, like Rav Sheshe says. V'ha the katani kalim v'karkaos. What's the need to teach me that case? Hakamash malan ho de b'mixes kalim chayiv af ala karkaos to teach me a special din. That when the case of modiv mixas, you were towing for me kalim and karka. If I admit to some of the kalim, modiv mixas and the kalim, that's going to make me mechayv shvuah on the kalim and also on the karka. Now, even though in general, I don't make shvuahs on the karka, if I'm making a shvuah already on kalim, I will be megalgal the shvuah on top of the karka as well. That's the chiddush we're learning from here. So only if it's, again, if it's kalim and karka, I admit to all the kalim, there's no shvuah in modiv mixas to talk about, there's no shvuah on the karka. Vamod b'miktas on part of the kalim, and mechayv shvuah on the kalim. Then I would say make a shvuah also on the karka. That's the chiddush. So Gemara says, what's the chiddush there? My kamash malam, zokigin. It's the concept of zokigin. That's a mishnah mafurish in Maseches Kedushim. Tanina, we already have that mishnah. The zokigin hanechasim shein lemachrayos as a nechasim sheish lemachrayos. The nechasim that have no achrayos, which is metaltlin, can force a shvuah on top of nechasim that have achrayos on karka. Lishaba alem. So we already have that concept. What would this brayse be adding that we already don't know? So Gemara says no. Hacha iker hasam agav gar nisfa. This case here, tanu kelim lekarkalos. That's really the ikker source. It's a mishnah shvuos. That's really the ikker source. The mishnah Maseches Kedushin, which repeats the same din, that just came agav. They were talking about it, so they mentioned it as well. But that's not really the ikker time. So even though in general we have a concept, we don't repeat mishnahs two places. Sometimes we do. One place is the ikker. The other place is agav. Let's review. I wanted to do the chazaras. I really want to try to get into the habit of doing it, this masechta. But let's review. This was a complicated daf. We start off by saying, what's the source of that edim can be mechayiv a shvuas modim miktas? So we ended up saying, we threw out the case, it can't be from hodah. And then we said it can't be from eid echad either. We ended up concluding it's a combination of eid echad, a gilgul shvua, and hodah. Those working in tandem, Hatzara Shavuot Shabahem, can be Mechayiv Shvua, so to Edim can be Mechayiv Shvua. We ended up saying also that Edim are not machzik a person into a kafran, if it's by a milva, that only applies to a pikadon, the guy becomes a kafran and can't make a Shvua. And then the Gemara said, how can we view the mission as a raya for that concept? The Shaim Ochs and Batalis is very different than the case of Modu Mixas by Edim. So the Gemara said that no. The idea of the Shaim Ochs and Metalis was a support for the other Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya who said that Halach, it's Chayiv, so he says Shaim Ochs and Metalis is also a case of Halach, the Talis Zir, yet you're still Chayiv Shvuah. And Rav Sheshes says, no, Halach is actually going to be Pater. So we had a whole discussion between Rav Sheshes and Rav Chiya. We ended up saying that our mission is Takanas Chachamim, the Shvuah there. How could it be? So Rav Chiya explained, because since we have a concept of Deraisa, of Modem Mixas, by Halach, that serves as a model for our Mishnah. The Chacham create a new Shvuah on Halach of the Mishnah.
Then we had
Let me just finish the review. So then after we have the case of the slum, the Shtar of the slum, which doesn't define how many slum it is. So is it three or five? The guy claims five. I say three. So that's machlok is whether or not you say modu mixas according to Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Kiva says it's Meshuv Veda, and therefore you're going to be parted from that taina. We held back and forth how to deal with that case, whether that's Halach. And then finally, we ended up with this last thing of Tanu v'Kalim v'Karkals. We ended up saying if a person's modu mixas in part of the Kalim, that Shua would mechayiv him not only on the Kalim, but also Agav onto the Karka as well. All right, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.
So, just what you just finished out, so that Shua would automatically, even though we do not have a Shua on Karka,